This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 11th. God's word for you today is Voices, Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5, verse 25, which says, "If the Spirit is the source of our life, we must also allow the Spirit to direct every aspect of our lives." Whose voice are you hearing? Is it the voice of God or the voice of your parents? Is it the voice of your friends or the voice of your adversaries? Is it the voice of the Bible or the voice of your flesh? Is it the voice of the devil or the voice of the prophet? Is it the voice of your mind or the voice of your spirit? Is it the voice of your spouse or is it the voice of circumstances? Sometimes we hear the voice of circumstances. It is just the things around you that are shaping you to go in that direction. If you are honest, you will know that it is just circumstances. Yes, God can use circumstances, and He does. But you cannot base your spiritual direction on open doors and closed doors. Those are elementary, kindergarten level, really. If it is God's will, the door will open. Or if it is not God's will, the door will be closed. Kindergarten. The truth is that certain doors will open and God will say, "Do not take it." Years ago, long before God's Favorite House started, a huge door opened for me to leave Nigeria and relocate. And I was going to take it, but God said, "No, do not take it. Do not go. Stay in Nigeria." At that time, God used the voice of the people around me to remind me of the voice of God. God had said to me, "Stay in this land and I will prosper you." I never take major decisions without consulting certain people in my life, and it is deliberate. Sometimes we use our circumstances as a guide. Listen, God can lead you with your circumstances, but do not limit your experiences with God to your circumstances. The story is told of a donkey that had been traveling through the desert and was dying of thirst. Then the donkey got into a large farm where it saw two stakes of hay. So, being a good Christian donkey, the donkey bowed its head and prayed, "Lord, should I go to the hay stake on the right or should I go to the one on the left?" That is what a Christian should do, right? Ask for direction. However, as the donkey was concluding its prayer, it looked and noticed that there was a bucket of water near the one to the right and none by the stick to the left. The donkey said, "God, please let your will be done." "Amen." It lifted its head and walked straight to the one on the right. Who led the donkey to the right? Is it the flesh? Is it the mind? Is it God? Or is it the devil? Someone said, "God allowed the donkey to see the water." I'm not saying that is wrong, but what if the water was poisonous? What led the donkey to the right? That is the key here, because the art of selecting the right voice is the art of being led by the Spirit of God. It is an art. There are many voices out there, but the art of selecting, knowing when God is speaking to you directly, knowing when He's speaking through the voice of your parents or through the voice of your mind or the voice of your spirit. The art of discerning what God is saying is the art of being led by the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you as the source of my life, and I yield my heart to your leading. Please direct every step of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.